This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MILK. I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and I have a mouthful of chips.
And that means we're talking about salsa. That can only mean.
I've got some stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, it happens.
Right. So, I had a lot of fun gathering up ingredients, by which I mean jars of ready-made salsa today's episode.
This looks like some real farm fresh ingredients
But Matthew, you did make some salsa. So we have got a real variety of taste sensations on the docket for you listeners.
Yeah, I'm really excited to make our way through this docket and get some convictions.
Yeah. So I guess we should, you know, do as we usually do and take a stroll down memory lane. How did you feel about salsa in your youth?
I really liked it. I remember salsa. I had sort of a salsa bonding experience with my dad because my dad has always been a major salsa eater. And I remember we used to get this supermarket fresh salsa brand called Dean's. That was popular in Portland at the time. And it came in mild, medium, hot, or extra hot. And my dad would usually get the hot, and it was just about right for me. I remember one time my brothers and I challenged each other to see if we could eat the extra hot, and we could not.
It's so interesting that you say your dad was a big salsa eater. I never think of salsa as like a food category that like somebody would be really into eating.
Yeah, I mean, it's not filling, I guess, because it's mostly water, but it's delicious.
Well, and I happen to have married someone who I think you could probably describe as a big salsa eater. We don't like always have it around, but Brandon can, I think the correct term is eat the shit out of some salsa.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Anyway, so when I was growing up, you know, I thought of salsa as something that, you know, you put on a tortilla chip. I wasn't totally excited about it. And to be totally honest, I was kind of fearful of spicy foods as a kid. So my feelings about salsa were sort of fraught with fear.
What else were you afraid of as a kid? Monsters in the closet? The dark?
The noise that vacuum cleaners make. I'm not joking around here.
Oh, no. That's classic.
Thunderstorms.
Uh-huh.
Because I grew up in Oklahoma, so lots of thunderstorms, lots of tornadoes. I was terrified of them. What else was I afraid of? Really quite afraid of insects, especially worms. I was afraid of spiders.
Oh, I thought you were going to say incest.
Well, that too. I don't think I knew what it was as a kid. Thank God. Wow, this show's taken a really serious turn.
Yeah. it's funny how the things you're afraid of as a kid are so different from the things you're afraid of as an adult. Because, like, yeah, as a kid, I was afraid of the dark and thunderstorms and scary noises at night. And now it's like taxes and commitment and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Okay, can we eat some salsa now, please?
Yeah, okay.
We have to, all right.
So, should we start? Let's not start with homemade because you know that's too special.
Okay, I'm gonna put it over here.
I think we should start with everybody's favorite name brand salsa. Pace Picante sauce.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you got this. I have really, you know, a special place in my heart for this.
Well, and I was really torn because, you know, I remember as a kid it being just straight up Pace Picante sauce. Well, now there's Pace Salsa. There's a product called Pace Picante sauce and one called Pace Salsa. And I stood in the salsa aisle for a long time going, what do I do? And in the end, I bought the picante sauce.
Oh, God, I wish I could have seen it. I wish we could have gotten a video of that. It's like
riveting
an
moment.
Existential moment.
Uh-huh. Isn't this the one that they had the ad for?
Yes,
this
it is.
This stuff's made in New York City.
New York.
Whereas Pace Foods, which is a division of Campbell Soup Company, is out of Paris, Texas.
Okay.
This stuff's made in France.
And isn't Campbell's Soup based in New Jersey? Let's not go too far down this road.
Okay.
So the Pace, it's very thin and kind of tomato saucy.
That's kind of delicious. But they call this medium. This is really mild.
Yeah.
Mm. That just kind of pushes some good buttons for
me. It really does. It's like, you know, it's super concentrated, like tomato paste, mm-hmm. tomato puree, like mm-hmm. loaded with umami.
Oh my gosh. I could kind of just like drink that right now.
Yeah. And I think we may have talked about this before that, you know, the designations of mild and medium and hot on stuff you get at the supermarket seem to be applied at random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not call this medium. I'm really curious to see.
Yeah, because I
bought other mediums.
Okay, yeah, because my hypothesis would be that you could buy four different medium salsas and they could range from no heat at all to, well, I guess stuff you get at the supermarket usually is never that spicy.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out because we have four different mediums. So next up, let's try a salsa that Brandon kind of swears by.
Is it four different mediums or four different media? Don't answer that.
Okay. So this is Trader Joe's or Trader Jose's.
Yes.
Salsa Autentica.
When I was first shopping at Trader Joe's, I thought the whole, like, you know, we're changing the Trader Joe name to match the ethnicity of the product thing was kind of cute. And, like, as time goes on, it seems more and more slightly racist.
Maybe so.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
So this looks pretty similar to the paste.
It looks very thin. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I should have gotten more chunks out of it, but there didn't seem to be any chunks.
I think it's good. It's definitely got more acidity than the paste.
It's got kind of it's not as sweet as paste. It's got like kind of that underlying tomato bitterness.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know, man. That paste was just like taking me back.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
So I was kind of surprised by how much I loved paste. Yeah, this has like a, does this almost have like a roasted thing going on? No? It's dripping down the side of the jar. I'm just going to lick it off. Okay.
Well, yeah, something I like about salsa, and usually, as you know, I don't really give a shit about this, but generally when you buy salsa, it's made pretty much all with real ingredients.
Which is kind of cool, you know, that it's like a canned product.
Because, you know, it's got spicy stuff, it's got a lot of salt, it's got a lot of acid, it doesn't need weird preservatives. Oh, wow, this looks so different. What is this?
This is Rick Bayless's Frontera brand. Rick Bayless, the chef in Chicago, who's known for his authentic Mexican food. He's originally from Oklahoma. I should give my home state a shout out. Thank you, Rick Bayless, for representing.
So this salsa celebrates the real flavors of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Frontera brand double roasted tomato salsa. It's also medium. It says roasted onion and jalapeno.
Okay, I feel good about roasted things in salsa in general.
Like you can see like bits of charred tomato in this. This is legit. That's really nice.
I think it's really good. It's more garlicky than I would prefer.
Yeah,
but
I know
already,
what you mean.
We've already established my feelings about garlic.
We have?
Yeah, remember the garlic episode where I said I'm gonna do this garlic episode even though I kind of don't like garlic?
Right. So it's funny. I like kind of didn't even notice the garlic in there. I mean, now that you mention it, I'm like, right, garlic. But whatever. I thought that was pretty tasty.
Oh, I think it's good. I would happily chip through a bowl of it.
Mm-hmm. So now we have another Frontera one because, like, seriously, this is a great line of salsas.
We're taking this show to a whole nother Frontera.
We are. I had trouble deciding. Brandon likes this one, too. This is the jalapeno cilantro.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, but Matthew, this says in fine print under jalapeno cilantro, roasted tomato and garlic again.
I'm still going to eat it.
No. Once again, I'm feeling like all these medium salsas are
not very spicy.
Not even medium. Okay. Ooh, this smells more smell it. Kind of smells like tomato juice.
Yeah, it really does.
Okay.
We could have had a V8.
Eat up.
I don't think I've ever had V8.
I have had V8. It's intense.
Maybe I'll try it.
Mm-hmm. It's very canned tomato-y tasting.
Yeah, that one doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
I think the other Frontera is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it's kind of runny. And has a lot of canned tomato flavor and not much else. I want to try another taste of the previous Frontera. My chip.
I just went back to paste. It tastes very tomato-y. I'm going back to the first Frontera. Would you stop hitting my microphone?
I can't. It's right above the chips.
Wait, this is really garlicky. The first Frontera is very garlicky. I'm going back to the Trader Joe's.
I think the paste is still pretty good.
I think for me, I mean, out of this selection, it's a tie between the paste and the Trader Jose's.
Yeah, I like them both. You know, I feel like they would be very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
You could, you know, they're sort of runny enough that they would be good on an American style taco.
Oh yeah, yeah. With taco seasoning, beef. Do you remember when we did that episode?
That was so great.
Oh,
so can we go back and do that episode again?
We have to finish this episode first.
Okay, dang.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MILK.
You know, website, online portfolio, what does that really mean? You know, you can go to Squarespace with absolutely no technical skills whatsoever. You can make a great photo gallery. You can sell stuff. You can make a blog. You can make a website for your restaurant or other food-related or non-food-related business. It's incredibly simple, and you'll have something great-looking and unique-looking in, like, 12 minutes.
Yeah, because they have something like 20 customizable templates or something.
Yes, and these are professionally designed templates, and you can customize them, again, with no programming or crazy technical crap. And make them look great and make them look like your own.
And did you know that there are over 70 Squarespace employees who are devoted only to customer care?
I think that's too many.
It's, you know, what
I think they should send some of them over to us to be our customer care department.
Well, but then we would have to dissolve the Care Bear lair, which is what they call the customer service office.
What was the bad? Was there a bad guy on Care Bears who would try to dissolve the Care Bear lair?
I can't remember either.
Okay, all I know
is... Squarespace is also really affordable. I mean, you get all this for, I think it starts at only $8 a month.
Yes, but we can do better than that because if you use the code MILK and sign up for a free trial, when you make your purchase, you will get 10% off your first order. That means if you sign up for a year, you will get 10% off your whole first year and a free domain name.
So, you know, I think this would be a good time to thank Squarespace for their support and say, get on over there, people.
Squarespace.com. It's everything you need to make a great website.
Pass your salsa.
Okay, so I made a completely different style of salsa. So my salsa has no tomatoes. Mine is made with tomatillos, the little green guys.
I'm so glad you did this. I was considering getting a green salsa because they're my favorite, but I thought that might be cheating.
They're my favorite, too. I love tomatillos. I love both the acidity and the fact that they have that kind of viscous texture that makes it cling really well to chips.
So, I'm going to eat this. Is this medium?
I would describe it as medium, yeah.
No, this to me is a true medium. So bright.
More. How did you manage to get chips where, like, most of the chips are broken?
I think it could be that June went grocery shopping with me, and I gave her the bag of chips to play with while she sat in the cart, and I think she probably threw them down and stomped on them and sat on them. And
So my salsa, it's also a Rick Bayless recipe.
It is. It's very, like, light and bright.
We have Rick. Rick is in our hearts and in our minds today, and in our bowls. It's roasted tomatillos, like I blacken them under the broiler, and toast up some serrano chilies and garlic in a skillet, and then kind of blend that all together and throw in some raw onion and cilantro.
And this is one thing about Rick Bayless's recipes. They are a little involved. I mean, I think a lot of people think of salsa as like chop up some tomatoes, some onions, some cilantro, toss it in a bowl, whatever.
It's more involved than that, but you can get it done in half an hour.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, hey, can I ask a stupid question?
No.
I was thinking about this on the way over here. What is the difference between salsa and pico de gallo?
I think pico de gallo is a type of salsa.
And so is salsa, like, you know, so where do we draw the line?
I mean, on the other end, like, what's the difference between paste picante sauce and, like, taco sauce? I mean, I think salsa has to be at least somewhat chunky. You know, it can be only slight. Well, I don't know, though.
I don't know. Okay, have you gone to La Carta de Oaxaca, the Mexican restaurant?
Yes, I have. And
their salsas are all very runny.
Yep, yeah, like totally blended and still obviously salsa. Okay, scratch that.
Yep, scratch it.
I don't know the answer.
Maybe some of our listeners will weigh in on this one.
I feel like we've fallen into a semantic hole.
We have.
You know, I know it when I see it, all right?
Yeah. I should also ask, how do you feel about things like corn salsa or mango salsa? Like, are those salsas?
I think they can legitimately be described as salsa. I'm generally skeptical of them. I've sometimes had, you know what I've had in salsa and really enjoyed is pineapple chunks.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Like small diced pineapple, because it is sweet, and that tends to be what I object to, like with the mango salsa, it's just too sweet. Mm-hmm. Pineapple is sweet, but it's also super acidic, and so that balances out really well for me.
I think that's a great point. I've never tried it, but I can absolutely picture it. And I feel the same way that you do about mango salsa. I feel like it's also used as a way of just making anything seem kind of fancy these days.
Or these days meaning like 1993.
Shut up. That's what I was going to say. But I worried about sounding too snobby, Matthew.
People
still love mango salsa.
I know. It's fine.
Anyway, but yes, a way of making things fancy in 1998.
Great. Yeah, let's hop in the salsa time machine.
Great. Do you have a particular type of chili that you lean toward when you make salsa?
I really like serrano chilies. Mm-hmm. I think
they're kind of the perfect heat.
Yeah, and they're easy. If you want to broil them or roast them in some way, they roast very quickly because they're small and have thin skins. And yeah, they're the perfect heat, and I like the bitterness that they bring. Sometimes I really like an habanero salsa.
Hmm.
It's not like the one I make week in and week out. It's got that citrusy flavor, and it's always really spicy. Mm-hmm. But they're flavorful enough that you can use half a chili and it still comes through.
Right, right. Brandon makes a salsa that, he basically takes all the components and roasts them, the onion, nice. The tomato, all that stuff. And I think he roasts the chili too. And I think he uses serrano or jalapeno. I'm probably getting it all wrong. I wrote about it once on my blog. I don't remember what I said. But people could go look it up.
Okay, people. Or we could even look it up and post a link.
We could. Let's do that.
No, people need to learn how to Google their own stuff.
Yeah, they do. They do. So what else do we have to say here?
I sort of ducked the question about corn. I think I like roasted corn kernels, like when the corn has been like on the grill until it starts to blacken or under the broiler, and I think that could work really well in salsa. But I don't actually remember having had a salsa like that.
I don't think I ever have. I like the idea of it, but I just feel like
I don't know.
You know, when it comes down to it, I want like a red salsa or a green salsa, and I want to eat my corn somewhere else.
We haven't really talked much about like what do you do with salsa. You know what I could see working, although I haven't tried this, is there's that sautéed corn recipe that I think we talked about on the we did a corn episode,
oh,
right?
With jalapeno and lime.
Yeah,
I love that. I make that often.
I think that could work. Instead of doing the jalapeno and lime, throw some of this green salsa in there. Toward the end of cooking,
I think that would be delicious.
Great.
We'll link to that recipe too.
Backwards corn salsa. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is this green salsa is really good stirred into macaroni and cheese, like boxed macaroni and cheese even.
Oh my God. I wish that we could have that for lunch today. That sounds great. We have a good lunch.
Okay.
Let's not tell people because they'll get jealous.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not tell people about the great stuff we're eating that they can't eat, because that would be contrary to the mission of the show.
Maybe I'll beg you to let me take home some of the green salsa so I can have it with mac and cheese later.
You don't even have to beg.
Oh, thanks.
Just have to write a grant proposal.
Great. I bet that green salsa would be really good on fish.
Oh, I think that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. That would be delicious.
Yeah, especially like a white fleshed fish.
I'm thinking a white fleshed fish.
Seared, topped with some of that.
Yeah, okay.
I think that would be great.
I like the way you think.
All right, so that is salsa. What is salsa? We don't know, but that was it.
Yes. What else do we need to say?
We need to say that you can find Spilled Milk at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post a link to that corn recipe that we talked about. And on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Mm-hmm. You can also find us on iTunes, which actually may be where you've already found us.
Could be.
But you could leave us a review.
And don't forget to go to squarespace.com, get your free trial, make an awesome website, and sign up with the code MILK.
Mm-hmm. And, thanks for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that always double dips.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. (Clears throat) chip in my throat.